This week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, begins at the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He's giving them his final goodbye message. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are all standing here today before Hashem. Rashechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Veshoitrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. The leaders, the policemen, the Skenim, all of Kol Yisrael. Tapchem, Neshechem, your children, your wives, Vegercha Asher Bekerav Machanecha, and also the converts who have joined your camp, Mechoitev Eitzecha Ad Sheev Meimecha, from the tree choppers to the water carriers. Everybody is here today, from the most important to the least important, from the leaders and elders. Every single one of you is standing here together. Rashi wants to know, quoting a Medrash, Lama nismacha parshas atem nitzavim leklalais. Last week's parsha, Parshas Kisavei, ended with the klalais. Why is Parshas Nitzavim connected to the klalais? What is the connection? Lefisha shamu Yisrael mea klalais chaser shtayim. Klal Yisrael have just heard 98 klalais. Chutz me'arba invitesha shebetaris hakayhanim. Besides the 49 that are in Teres Kehanim is Sefer Vayikra. In Parshas Bechukai we have 49 klalais, and here we have 98 klalais, and they just heard them, Hayriku Peneim, their faces turned green, Amru, and they said, Miyuchal La'amayt Be'elu. How are we going to survive this? They heard terrible, devastating, horrible, horrible klalais. Predicting the Chorbanais, Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni, the blood libels, the Crusades, the Cossacks, the Spanish Inquisition, the Holocaust, gas chambers, Auschwitz, they saw it all. How are we going to survive? How are they going to survive, Moshe Rabbeinu? What's going to be with our children? They saw all the anti-Semitism spread out over the next the thousands of years. What's going to be? Hischel Moshe Lefaisa. Moshe starts to calm them down. And he says to them, Atem nitzavim hayom, you are here, standing here today. Harpei hichastem lamakayim. You've made HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. How angry? At least 10 times angry. Cheta egel, cheta meraglim. Maso meriva. So many things we did, so many times, and indeed there were plagues, and indeed we were killed. We did have trouble in the Midbar. We caused a lot of trouble in the Midbar. Now Hashem had reason to get angry at us. V'lay asa itchem kliya, but he hasn't destroyed you. V'arei atem kayam l'mafanav. Look, atem nitzavim. We're at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar in the desert, and you are still here. And if you want to know how you're still here, do you want to know what is the secret of our survival, of the Jewish people's survival, over 3,000 years later, and we're still here? And so the next Rashi on the words Hayoim, Vaha Klalais, Vaha Yisurin, Mekaimin Eschem, Umetzivim Eschem Lafanav. You want to know how the Jews have managed to survive 2,000 years after the Chorban Bayis, 2,000 years of dispersion, of being in Golos, and yet we're still here? How? It's the Klalais and the Yisurim that keep us alive. Because the greatest danger is not the anti-Semitism. The greatest danger is that we're going to forget that we're different, and we're forget that we're special, and we're going to forget that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And when we start to forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends one of his messengers, and they come and they remind us. And sometimes they remind us in a very loud and unpleasant voice. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. You are the Jewish nation. You are different. And because we have these reminders, because they don't let us forget who we are, Hare Atem Kayamim Lefanav, we're still here. We have survived. It's interesting, on Pesach we say, by the Pesach Seder, V'hisha Amda L'Aveisenu V'lanum, this is what has stood for us throughout all of our generations. Why do we need something to stand for us? Shabachal Darvadar, Aimdu Malenu L'Chaloisenu. In every generation, they stand up against us and they try to wipe us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam, and Hashem saves us from our hands. Another way to read this is not that Hashem saves us from the anti-Semitism, but the Vehi, What is it that saves us? Vihisha Amdala Vaisenu Valana. What is the Vihi? What is the thing that has stood for us through all the generations? It's Shebachol Davadar Imdum Aleinu L'chal Aseinu. It's that in every generation, they do not let us forget who we are. And anti-Semitism is here. It's not the problem. Anti-Semitism is what keeps us around and alive as Jews. It's hard. It's difficult. It's painful. It's devastating. But without it, we would have long ago disappeared. And until we get to where we need to get to, which is in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach, it's what keeps us whole as a Jewish nation and reminds us who we are. We have a question on this Rashi. And the question is, it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu is acting in a surprising way here. And to explain it, we'll describe a scene in school where a principal, and I hope a principal like this doesn't exist, but a principal calls in a wayward student and throws 98 klalos on his head. You are a difficult child. You have never done anything right in the school. You are wasting your time and ours. You are pulling other people down with you. If you do not shape up, we are going to give you this punishment, that punishment. Ultimately, you're going to be expelled from this yeshiva. You do not belong here, etc., etc. 98 klalos on his head. And he walks out of the principal's office and bumps into the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says to him, "What's wrong?" And he says, "What's wrong? I just had a terrible, terrible meeting with the principal and he's threatening to kick me out. He's threatening to do all kinds of horrible things to me." And the Rebbe says to him, "Ah, don't worry about it. You've been in the school for 3 years already by now. You haven't done anything for 3 years. You haven't done anything successful. You've been making trouble for 3 years. And look, you're still here. If you're still here now, it's going to be good. Don't worry about anything." Wouldn't we say that this Rebbe is being a little bit subversive? Here, the principal, in the right or wrong way, is trying to teach him a lesson, and you're calming him down? The answer is, in the words of Rashi, "Hayriku Pinehem." Their faces turned green. And what it means is that when Klal Yisrael heard these klalos, they didn't just say, "Oy." They didn't just give a krech. They internalized the message. They got it. They heard it. And they recognized it so much so that it created a physical reaction in them. Their faces turned green. They started to shake. And once they got the message, the pius could begin. Moshe was able to calm them down, appropriately to calm them down, because they heard what they needed to hear and they reacted. They were shaken up. And indeed, this has to be our reaction when we hear this. The Zayar says that anytime it says Hayoim in Tanakh, it's a reference to, a symbolic connection to Rosh Hashanah. And indeed, this is the parsha that we always read right before the Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim Hayoim. We are all standing here today, and each of us have our own role to play. Each one of us is important. Each one of us has a job. And each one of us will be noticed and noted. Kivnei Marayin. We will all pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all standing here today. We are coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this year, a little bit fearful, a little shaken up, a little bit apprehensive about the year to come. We don't have much to say except we've given up relying on anyone and anything but you. The gematria of Tafshin Pei Beis, Ein Kemoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After a year of disasters, after a year of terrible, terrible tzaras, after a year perhaps of relying too much on science for our answers and then being thrown more questions. It's interesting that I think it was the same week that the vaccines were approved, that the variants started to come. And we are grateful, so grateful for what science has given us. But we have learned that there's really no guarantees for anything. We recognize and we realize that indeed we are vulnerable. If we haven't learned anything else over the last year and a half, Ein Kamoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We turn to him with our faces green, and we ask for rachamim. We have been through the mea klaleis chaser shtayim this year, and we don't want to do any more. We are ready for the pius to begin. May we, together with all of Klal Yisrael, be benched with a gut yar, with a gut gebenched yar. May we all be written in the Sefer Chaim Tovim. Amen.